Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Peter Hansen, and he's an intern at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning.
Peter, I want to know first about where you're coming from in terms of location. I know you came from Denmark, but tell a little bit about some of the places you've lived in Denmark.
Yeah, I came from everywhere, basically, in Denmark. I grew up in a small town called Skævinge, close to a town called Hillerød on Zealand. Until I was about 10, then my family moved to Jutland, into a fairly small town close to a little more well-known town called Varde in Danish, which is close to Esbjerg, which I think some of you know. Then I moved to Copenhagen when I went to university, lived there for 7 years, and then I moved to Funen, to the city called Odense, or Odense in Danish. So yeah, I'm a bit from everywhere.
Well, that's okay. It gives you a bit of experience for the country. And is the language any different in those places? Are there any different, I don't know, styles of language in all those places you lived in Denmark, or is it all the same?
Yeah, the regional dialects can be very different. When I moved from Zealand to Jutland, there were a few of the older people that I really didn't understand. Like, I could, you know, get the meaning of what they were saying, but some words were just completely lost to me. So it took some time, but I got used to it.
Sure. Well, you must be good at languages. I mean, when did you start to learning to speak English?
Oh, I was very young. My dad works for a company that does a lot of business in United States and just all around the world. So I was exposed to English from quite an early age.
Do you speak other languages?
I speak some German. I grew up not that far from the German border, so I watched German television growing up. So I learned German through that way. And, well, I understand some Norwegian, some Swedish, very, very little, like, Dutch. When I know what the conversation is about, I can kind of pick up some words, but, yeah.
Well, then there's some carryover from language to language. So, what brought you here? Now, you're an intern here, fairly new, been here about a month. How did you get here?
Oh, well, that's a long story.
Well, no, remember, we don't have too much time, but, you know, what you have to have an interest in this kind of thing. So kind of where did that start and some of the studies you did?
Well, I have a master's degree in English and a bachelor degree in English with a minor or elective, I think some of you call it, in cultural communication. And, yeah, through cultural communication, I just fell into that whole wonderful world of museums. And my master's degree, I did an internship at the old town, Den Gamle By, in Aarhus, Denmark. And yeah, I just learned a lot of really, really neat stuff there and really enjoyed it. I think it's amazing what you can achieve and do with a museum. So yeah, I finished my master's degree and suddenly I got a message from my dad telling me, oh, I just heard of this really cool museum in this small town. So isn't this something for you? I said, yes, it is. So yeah, within a few weeks, I sent an application and now I'm here.
Now you're here, and that's wonderful. And I know that the museum appreciates all of you and all that the interns have done. And you add a lot, you know, your experiences and your knowledge adds a lot to the accreditation of the museum, which is what Rasmus just spoke about. So what are you working on now as an intern? What are some of the jobs that you have here at the museum?
Well, right now I am helping Tova, the exhibit curator here, setting up the new core exhibit. So I've been helping her just sourcing images and information, helping with some of the exhibit texts. Right now, today, I am trying to finish a presentation for a group of middle schoolers. So I am going to talk a bit about modern Denmark, trying to answer some of the questions they may have. Modern Denmark is a pretty broad topic, so it's just trying to find the right way to just communicate that.
It will be interesting to know what kind of questions they have to ask, whether there's any there that go, oh, I haven't thought about that. Anyhow, that will be an interesting experience. Now, as an intern, as I understand, you do get to travel some. That's a part of your experiences is being aware of the board or doing some traveling. Do you have anything coming up fairly soon?
Not right now. I think most intern traveling is in the autumn. I think something will come up, but right now we're just so busy getting the new core exhibit finished and just getting everything done. So there's quite a lot to do just here in the museum as of right now. But I do plan to do some traveling on my own.
Oh, okay. Have you been to the United States before this visit?
No, like, despite having a master's degree in English, this is my first time here, so, yeah.
So there's lots of exciting things for you to see and do. Are there some things that you've learned about Elkhorn, about the United States, since you've been here that are kind of like, oh, I didn't know that?
Well, I was prepared for the big malls like Walmart, things like that, but it still took me by surprise just how big they are.
Were you surprised about how small Elkhorn is?
No, most Danes actually have heard about Elkhorn. There was a TV show about the town some years ago, so most people know it as that Danish town in America. Mm-hmm. So I really wasn't surprised by the size of it. Not really.
Okay, well, I think maybe that's good because many interns come from big cities, and it's just a whole another world kind of when you come to a town, but. Also in the past, interns have said, but everybody's very welcoming. I hope you found that to be true.
Yeah, very, very welcoming and very helpful and just really willing to engage in conversation with us. Very patient. That's really nice. But I also come from a small town. I lived in small towns before, so I really appreciate the peace and quiet you find here. That's nice. And also there's things to do in Elkhorn. It isn't like a quiet, sleepy town, as some people might think.
You don't necessarily have to go to Omaha or Des Moines to find something interesting to do. You can find something right here in Elkhorn. And I think you're here at a good season in the spring. You're going to be able to see many changes out here that are going to be beautiful across the countryside.
Yeah, the landscape here is just beautiful. Like the first thing I noticed when I came here was just like, the light is so nice here, and the landscaping is really beautiful. Like some people keep saying that, oh yeah, but it's brown right now. It's just all the same color, but it's still nice. It's still really, really beautiful here. So me and the other intern, like I think at least once a day, one of us is like, oh, it's just so nice here.
Are you a photographer by any chance, Peter? I'm just thinking when you're describing the light and so on that might be related to your ability to take photographs.
No, sadly no. Okay. I wish I was better at taking photos, but I do have a keen interest in art and things like that. So, yeah, I can appreciate the landscape.
It seems to me that you are very fortunate to be here at this time with the changing of the core. Since that doesn't happen very often, is it rebuilding also? I mean, or when we talk about changing the core, is it just changing pictures or is it more than that?
It's also just updating, keeping the museum updated with what happens in current Denmark, and to make the visitors aware that Denmark is a changing country. You can't really just represent facts about Denmark that's 10 years old, so every 10th year you do have to update things and incorporate all sort of new discussions and new facts and new things about Denmark. The whole thing about Denmark being the or we were the happiest country in the world. Now I think we're the second happiest country in the world. but still, just trying to answer some of the questions as, you know, why are Danes so happy? How many Danes are there? How many immigrants live in Denmark? Fun facts, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We do need to learn those things to kind of keep up with the world, and it changes very rapidly. We want to thank you very much, Peter Hansen, and wish you the best during your time as intern here at the Danish America, the Museum of Danish America. So we may be visiting with you again before you leave, because there will be new things going on. But for now, here's a thought from Robert Schuller. Problems are not stop signs, they are guidelines.